I'd like to welcome you to our service. If you'd like to find your place in Luke chapter 15. And Luke chapter 15 is the chapter of the lost and found. And you see many different stories there of people that lost something, but thank God it was all found. And we thank the Lord that He came to seek and to save that which was lost. That's who He came to save. And here in this story, toward the end of Luke chapter 15, we have the story of two brothers and a father. And these two brothers were both blinded. One was blinded by sin, by the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. The other brother was blinded by his own self-righteousness. And both of these young men were on the same course. They were on the same broad way that leadeth to destruction. But thank God, one of those children is going to be found. And he that once was dead is now alive. And I'm so glad for the saving power of Jesus Christ. To anybody that'll repent, that'll humble themselves and put their faith in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ can be saved today. And there's still power in the blood. And thank God for Jesus, for a sacrifice. And I'm glad that God came looking for me. And Luke chapter 15, and the title of the message is Blinded by Sin. Because whether it's the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, or the pride of life, or it's your self-righteousness, it's all sin. And may the Lord help us today. Luke chapter 15 and verse 25. Now his elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, Thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answering said to his father, Lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment, and yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. His story starts off with the younger brother who had left the house of plenty and wound up in the house of poverty. He had left a house that was filled with love, a house that was filled with mercy, a house that was filled with abundance, and he left that house for a far country which only offered lust, selfishness, and loss. He was blinded by sin. Thank God that younger brother was going to come to himself, the Bible said. He's going to humble himself. He's going to repent. And he's going to return to his father. And there, he found everything that he had left. He found love. He found mercy. And he found an abundant life. But then we come to the second part of this story here in Luke chapter 15. And it's the story of the other brother, the elder brother, if you would. And during our Spanish revival, Pastor Reynoso preached out of Luke chapter 15. And as he was speaking in Spanish, preaching in Spanish, I didn't get much out of the message because I just don't understand Spanish. I understand French. I'm fluent in French and I'm fluent in English, but just not Spanish. But as I knew where they were preaching out of, and I began to read the verses in English, and something stuck out to me that I'd never noticed before. And what did the elder brother not see? And that's kind of the thought that hit me there. And he said, what did he not see? He had a case of spiritual blindness. He had never left the house. Think about it. He never left that same house that the younger brother left. That elder brother had never left that house, but he knew nothing of the love
of the Father. He knew nothing of the mercy of the Father. He knew nothing of the abundance found in the Father's house. How many young people are going to grow up in church? Their mom and dads are going to bring them to church, and they're going to go to Sunday school. They're going to hear preaching. They're going to attend VBS. They're going to come to all the special meetings, and they're going to go through church, and they're going to go up all their life here in church till they turn 18, 19, and yet they'll never know anything of the love of God and the mercy of God and the abundant life that's found and the Father. That elder son said, "These many years do I serve thee." Think about it. All those years that were spent in the Father's house. Yet he knew nothing of the Father's love. He knew nothing of the mercy and the abundant life that the Father only could give. The elder brother had a case of spiritual blindness. He could see the fault of others, but he couldn't see his own. Here in verse 29 it says, "And he answering said to his father, Lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment. And yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might marry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf." Here we see a young man that was trusting in his own works. He trusted in the fact that for many years he served the Father. He trusted in the fact that he had kept the Father's commandments. But he could easily see the faults of the younger brother, but he could not see his own demise. He knew nothing of the Father's love. He knew nothing of the mercy that was found with the Father. He knew nothing about the abundant life that the Father could give. Here we have an example of every person who believes that their good works were going to earn them favor with a heavenly Father. But can I point out the fact that those good works, all these things that he mentioned before the Father, did not get him into the Father's house. In verse 28 it says, "And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him." Thank God for the love of the Father that was manifested to him. For God so loved the world that he gave. Here this father came out to him. Here's the good news. The father saw the younger son, and he went to him. The father saw the elder son, and he went out to him. Whether you've wasted your life in riotous living, or whether you've tried to be a good person, there's a Father in heaven. There's a God in heaven that loves you the same. The younger son humbled himself, and he cast himself at the mercy of the Father. He had nothing good to offer the Father but a wasted life. But yet this elder son, he refused to humble himself. He was still at the very end, still trusting in his good works. He tried to justify himself by saying, "I'm not as bad as my younger brother. I didn't do all the bad things that he did. Matter of fact, I've been a pretty good person all my life." If you'll keep your place here, let's turn to Romans chapter 3. Keep your place here. We'll be back. But Romans chapter 3. Here's the issue with this elder brother. The Bible says, "For all have sinned." Did you see there? He didn't think he had done anything wrong. He was angry. He was angry, sure enough. I kept every one of thy commandments. I've been here the whole time, but the Bible says, "For all have sinned." He was spiritually blind to his condition. And the Bible says, "And come short of the glory of God." He's pointing out the younger brother's sins, but he won't even admit his own. Look at Romans chapter 3 and verse 12. It says, "They are all gone out of the way. That elder brother had went out of the way just as much as that younger brother. One had chose to live a riotous life, a life in degradation and sin, and wasted his money, his time, his body, and gave it over to the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. But yet here was this other brother. He too was filled with sin. He too had gone out of the way. Why? Because he was trusting in his self-righteousness. It says, they are together. Both of them become unprofitable. Here he is claiming that he's done so much for his father, that he's done all these things, but yet the Bible says that he was just as unprofitable as the younger son. He was the same way. It says, there is none that doeth good. No, not one. Hey, did you note the all in this verse? Did you note the together there, the none in this verse? That younger brother and the elder brother together were unprofitable to the father. They'd both gone out of the way. Neither one of them was doing good. Both the younger one and the elder one were rebellious to the father's will. That youngest son, man, he rebelled against the authority in the house. He rebelled against everything that was in the house, and he left. And here this older brother, he too rebelled against his father. His father was entreating him, come on in, son. It is me that we should rejoice. He was dead, now he's alive. He was lost, but now he's found. Oh, son, come in. And what did he do? He got angry. He got upset. He rebelled against the will of the Father. Here's the danger of religion. Trusting in your good works. It causes people to compare themselves to others instead of what God expects of them. The elder brother was blinded to his own faults. He was religious, but he did not have a relationship with the Father. As far as we know, this elder brother, he never humbled himself. He never entered into the Father's joy. Oh, but that younger brother, he humbled himself. He admitted that he had sinned against the Father and against heaven. And what did he get? When he came back to the Father in repentance and faith and cast himself at the mercy that he knew the Father had, well, that's exactly what he found. He found love. He found forgiveness. And he found restoration. That older brother there was left with his good works. He was left in his anger. Let's go back to Luke chapter 15. Did you notice here in this story who gets the last word? Who gets the last word of Luke chapter 15? It's the Father. The Father gets the last word. Can I just say this, that God we'll have the last word in our lives. How we can try to justify ourselves, or we can humble ourselves and repent. But right here's the thing. God will have the last word. This elder brother was blind to his own faults. And he was also blind to all that the Father had. Look at verse 30 again. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots. This is what he saw, or what he thought he saw. He devoured thy living with harlots. Thou hast killed the fatted calf for him. And now the father is going to give his rebuttal. And he said unto his son, son, thou art ever with me. And underline this little three-letter word. And all... all that I have is thine. This elder son said in verse 30 that the younger son had divided all the father's living. But the father responded by saying and talking about all that he still had. This elder son was blinded to all that the father had. What did this elder son fail to see? He failed to see the father's heart. Oh, that younger son had not taken the father's heart away. The Bible says that it's not God's will that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. God wants each person to be saved. God wants all people to believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of his precious son. Oh, but we see here that this elder brother, he failed to see the heart of the father. He failed not only to see his heart, but he failed to see his love. God says, for God so loved the world. He loved that younger son. He loved that elder son the same. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. A father was willing to give all that he had to see his son have everlasting life. The Bible says that greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. That father was willing to lay it all out to see the salvation of his boys. Romans 8:32 says that he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Boy, this elder son missed it. He failed to see the heart of the father. He failed to see the love of the father. And he failed to see the forgiveness that the father had. Look at verse 32. All them first three words of verse 32. He says, it was meet. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad. For this thy brother was dead and is alive again, was lost and is found. Oh, he was pleading with the elder son to come in. Son, I need you to humble yourself, to repent, and be forgiven. Oh, turn to Luke 18, just a few pages over. Luke chapter 18. We'll begin reading in verse 9. And the Bible says, and he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Who's that sound like? That sounds like that elder brother. They trusted in themselves that they were righteous. Father, I've done all these things all these years. I've been there. If I kept your commandments, I've done everything you told me to do, but yet he wouldn't obey him then. Oh, how he was so blinded to his self-righteousness. The elder son, he sounded a lot alike this Pharisee that we're about to read about here, that entered the temple to pray. He's going to go in just like this Pharisee, saying, I did this and I did that. I'm not like my younger brother. I never did the things that he did. I'm glad I'm not like him. I kept thy commandments. I served thee. Oh, but how we see that even though he was justified himself, this is how God sees him, unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I'm not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, idolatrous, and even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For every one that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. This younger son, he humbled himself. He repented and he casted himself at the mercy of the Father. And what did he find when he done that? He found mercy. He found grace and he found forgiveness. He found restoration. He found that abundant life that's in Christ. Oh, but the elder son, he failed to see the Father's forgiveness. Not only that, but he failed to see the Father's joy. Go back to Luke chapter 15. He failed to see the Father's joy. He was blinded by his self-righteousness. He couldn't even see the joy that the lost son brought to this father when he came back and humbled himself. Look at verse 32 again. It says that it was meet that we should make merry. He couldn't even see it. Oh, he heard it, but he couldn't see it. And be glad, he said, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again and was lost and is found. Oh, in verse 10 here of Luke chapter 15, it says, likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. This elder son was blinded by his religion. He was blinded by his self-righteousness. He was blinded by his good works, and he failed to see the joy that the Father had. Kind of sounds like that old prophet in the Old Testament named Jonah. Jonah failed to see the Father's joy when Nineveh repented of their sins. Hey, when somebody trusts Jesus as their Savior, there is joy in heaven, and there ought to be joy among God's people. When someone passes from death unto life, that is the subject of great rejoicing. Hey, do you remember the day? Do you remember the day when Jesus came by your way? Oh, he came and he found you, and you passed from death unto life. Hey, do you remember the day that you saw yourself a sinner in need of a Savior, and you humbled yourself and repented and called on the name of the Lord? Hey, thank God for that day. Hey, you had nothing to offer the Father. All you had to offer the Father was like everybody else, a life that had been ravaged by sin. Oh, but aren't you glad that the Father saw you, and he had compassion on you, and he ran to you, and he embraced you, and he cleaned you up, and he brought you into the family of God. Oh, the day that you got saved, you didn't come to God telling God about how great you were and all the great things that you'd ever done. No, you came to him in humility, knowing that you only deserved the wages of sin, but you accepted the gift of God, and you received everlasting life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Oh, the elder son failed to see the Father's joy. Not only that, but this older son failed to see the Father's vision. He wasn't looking at things the way the Father was. Oh, the younger one there, in verse 20, the Bible says, and he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, here we see the vision of the Father, and he saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. The elder son, in verse 28, says, and he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. Oh, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Thank God that he loved us. He saw us. It's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Hey, whether you've lived like the devil all your life, or whether you've just lived a quiet life, God wants all men to be saved. Thank God he's no respecter of persons. Whether you've never cared for the things of God, or whether you've been a religious person all your life, God wants you to be saved. But right here's the one thing. In both of these stories, there's only one way to get into the house, and you're going to have to come to the Father. And the only way to get to the Father is through the Son, Jesus Christ. The younger son came to the Father. The elder son should have come to the Father to get into the house. But he refused the Father's pleading. He refused all that he had. Why He was full of pride. You know what's going to send more people to hell is the pride of life. Full of self-will. As far as we know, this elder brother died in his sins. Think about it. He was so close to home that he could hear the music. But he chose to die alone. The Bible's clear. If you reject the gift of God, which is Jesus Christ, if you fail to see your need to humble yourself and repent and call on the name of the Lord, then you will die alone and you will be cast into outer darkness. You'll be cast into the lake of fire. Matthew 7:22 says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? Who's that sound like? That sounds like that older brother. I've been here all these years. I've served you all this time. I've kept all your commandments, Lord. Hey, Father, am I not good enough? And he says, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. That elder son says, Daddy, I've done it all. I served you. I kept your commandments. But right here's the problem. He was trusting in his own religion. He was trusting in his good works and not the mercy of the Father. He was blinded by his pride. How many people are going to bust hell wide open simply because they refused the Father's call? How does God draw people? He draws them through his word. The Father pleaded with the Son. By His Word, the Holy Spirit will draw people using the Word of God to convict them of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment, and He will draw them unto Himself. But this older son refused to enter in. How many people will see the testimony of a changed life? I mean, they'll see the changed life. He saw the changed life in his younger brother. He saw all that. He saw all the benefits that the Father could give. He saw that there was rejoicing with that person. But yet he refused to enter in. He refused the Father's call. If you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, then I plead with you, just like this father did. Would you please humble yourself? Would you please put your faith in Jesus Christ's death, burial, and resurrection for the salvation of your soul? John 14:6 says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.